capsule.
I reckon three women have led us out of this COVID-19 pandemic that we've been experiencing in southeast Queensland. One would be the Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk. Another would be Jeanette Young, yep, our Chief Medical Officer. And a third is our Police Commissioner, Katarina Carroll, and she joins us. Hello, Katarina.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. I'm watching some of your fine QPS servicemen and women on the hill at Burleigh Heads yesterday going, gee, they're patient souls, aren't they?
The exercise, I think, has been all about patience the last few weeks. Definitely the case.
It's very different policing, though, isn't it?
It is very different policing. And I was just speaking to my staff and said a number of times, who would have thought that in our lifetime, our policing lifetime, we would be executing the Chief Health Officer's directives? Certainly something we would never have anticipated, I'd say.
How much of it is sort of pandemic policing and how much of it is normal policing?
A lot of it is normal policing. And look, normal policing really is about talking to people and, you know, having that educative side to it and that communication with our people. So I'd say normal policing. But the laws and the directives do actually sit around the pandemic. And we never thought we'd be executing something like this. Certainly different to the type of policing I've been used to in the past.
Katarina, we know that if an infringement notice is coming our way, we've all got an excuse and like to talk our way out of it, but the conversations your members must have to have at the moment. Now, I saw on the news last Sunday, no, but I saw in the paper it said this. They're pretty complicated, aren't they?
Yeah, it's certainly complicated because the situation has been dynamic and changing over the last few weeks. But we have a very good system to get that information out to our staff. And that's why we've always said it was going to be around education and compassion and communication. However, guys, if you're getting this infringement notice, that means you've had blatant disregard for the directive.
Okay, no.
Yeah, spoken like a true police person. Katarina, we're putting together this big time capsule because we want to reflect this time in our state's history and potentially to be opened in 50 or 100 years' time. And Queensland Police have been so much a part of this journey. What would you as the Commissioner put into our time capsule?
An infringement notice?
Oh, yes.
You're going to give us a ticket. Isn't that nice? Butter us up and give us a ticket.
We are going to give you an infringement notice for failing to comply with COVID-19 public health direction. And it's $1,334, guys. So there you go.
Why is the $34?
Oh, well, there's a mathematical equation that gets done around fines. So it's ended up with that. However, because I think you work for a company, and if it's a business, it's 6,672. But we've been kind; we've given you the fine for the individual.
And usually with infringement notices, they have notes. Is there what would be a note that would be attached to this?
Our note: we basically said that you've got the fine because there was no emergent reason for you to be doing the wrong thing.
Oh,
so
okay.
There you go.
So you didn't believe my excuse. That's how you write that down.
Exactly it.
Well, Katarina, we would love one of these notices. And if you could add a little bit attached to it saying who you are and what this period of time has meant to you, what has it meant personally?
I think personally, it's a time to realise that doesn't matter how tough it gets out there, that community and policing can work together. You know, we've issued 2010 infringement notices, and that isn't a lot when you consider the size of our state, the geography, and as you pointed out, just the changing landscape in terms of the pandemic. And I think we've learned that, yes, we can do this together and do it well. And I've got to say, Queenslanders are definitely doing this really, really well.
Could I just ask that you make this an example-only notice? Because if we put it in the ground and it gets dug up in 20 years, you could bankrupt the company.
Should I attach some interest rate? You know,
penalties. No.
Katarina, I meant what I said. Three amazing women have led this state out of our pandemic and how we've operated, and you are definitely one of them and have done an absolutely awesome job. So on behalf of all of us, thank you so much.
Thanks. Guys, enjoy your day and thanks for a bit of fun out of the challenging times.
An infringement notice for the time capsule.
She's a pleasure to receive a ticket from, isn't she?
Oh, no thanks, I've already got one. 8:15.
Bob, do you want to explain yourself or are we just going to let that one sit,
not a social distancing infringement.
Okay, righto, just checking.
8:15 with a top of 25 today and a few showers.